This is HPR episode 2136 entitled, Flux Tabletop Game. It is hosted by Klaatu and is about 18 minutes long. The summary is, Klaatu reviews the card game, Pirate Flux.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
You're listening to Hyperpublic Radio. This is part 2, episode 3 or 4 of my tabletop gaming series. Today I want to talk about Flux, specifically Pirate Flux, but mostly Flux as a card game. And Flux, if you've not played it, it's a great, great way to start with tabletop gaming. Flux is like the game that it should be the first card game anyone gets, really. Like, it's just absolutely, or non-standard card game, it's, you know, non-poker deck card game. It's the absolute easiest way to get started with sort of, like, you know, alternative gaming possible. And the reason that it's the easiest way to get started is that the rules are spelled out for you as part of the game. It's like you draw, there are rule cards. There are cards with rules on them. You set them on the table, and those are the rules that you play by. As a consequence, the rules are constantly changing because there's not just, you know, two rule cards. There's like several cards with rules on them. So you can draw a card as part of your hand, which introduces a new rule. And then you put that rule on the table, and now the game shifts such that the goal of the game or the sequence of play is different. So Flux, it's called that, I guess, because the rules are constantly fluctuating. It's completely variable, completely dynamic. So when you get the game, it's a very small, it's a smallish deck. It's probably, again, about 100 cards. Comes in a small little container. Not a big purchase. You know, it's like something that you can, again, kind of just throw in a backpack and just take with you wherever. But you open up the box, and the rule sheet is like maybe one piece of paper. You know, like a postcard sized piece of paper. And there are very few. Maybe it's a bigger piece of paper. Either way, it's a really easy way to get started. You read the instructions. It's like, yes, shuffle the cards, draw two cards, or, you know, put the rule on the table and then start playing. Like, that's it. There are some subtleties. There are some different kinds of cards that you want to get, and little things that you do have to do, but generally speaking, it creates its own gameplay as you play. Super easy to get started. So, okay, a good game to start with is what I'm trying to get across. The cool thing, the fun thing, maybe the silly thing about Flux is that there's a bunch of flavors of Flux. So if, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of fandom you are a part of, as it were, there's going to be a Flux flavor for you. There's Space Flux, there's Pirate Flux, there's Cthulhu Flux, lots and lots of different Fluxes. So it doesn't really matter what kind of scene you're into. Like, there's probably, at this point, there's probably a skin of a Flux that will appeal to you. The thing that me and my girlfriend we got the Pirate Flux one, and we got it exclusively because it was a two-player game, or it could be a two-player game, and twist of fate, it turns out that the first time we played it was with four players because we happened to be at a bed and breakfast down on the South Island. And in the evening, we invited the bed and breakfast owners to a card game and played Flux. And it was a lot of fun. I mean, like, it was just riotously entertaining. It was just, none of us had ever played it before. And I don't even think we'd really played that many sort of themed card games before. Like, so it was a very new experience for everyone. And we read over the rules, kind of got the hang of the different kinds of cards that there were. And I think there's like three different kinds. There are keeper cards, there are surprise cards, and there are goal cards and rule cards. That's four different kinds. And in a pinch, you don't even have to read the rules. Like, you can almost just start playing the game. So the typical gameplay is that the base rule card is placed on the table, and that's always the same. It's draw one card and then play a card. Draw one, play one. That's the base rule set. So on your turn, you draw a card from the deck, and then you play a card. That's it. Now, a card can be, I guess, like I said, four different types. So there's a rule card, which you can set down and create a new rule. Like, instead of drawing one, you draw three, or you draw four, or you plunder a card from another player at the end of each turn, whatever. It could be a goal card, which tells you what conditions there are to win. So maybe you need to collect a pirate ship card and an ammunition card. Or maybe you need an island card and a rowboat card. You know, like, different conditions that say, oh, this person just won the game. That's the goal card. There's a keeper card, which is like your treasure, essentially. Or sometimes it's a curse, but usually it's like treasure. Something in your hand that you put down on the table face up, and that's what you have in your stash. And ideally, you'll eventually get the right combination of keeper cards that matches up with the current goal of the game, and you win. It's not always that easy, but that is essentially the goal of the game, is to collect the right number, the right combination of keeper cards that will end up making you the winner. And then the other kind of card is a surprise card or an event card, and that lets you do something extra. Like, maybe you can discard your entire hand, or maybe you get to cancel something that another player has just attempted to do, or, you know, whatever. It's generally an out of turn, you know, you get to spring it whenever you want to, kind of card. So the initial gameplay is a little bit slow sometimes. So one of the things that me and my girlfriend do is that we instead of playing drawing one, playing one, we draw two and play two straight away. That gets the game going a little bit faster, because especially with two players, just drawing one and playing one sometimes is just kind of like each player just drawing a bunch of keeper cards and just kind of like waiting for something to happen. So speeding that initial rule up helps. But once the game kicks into gear, it's really fun, and it's really frustrating. And it keeps you on the edge of your seat, because everything's always changing. The rules are changing. The goal is changing. You know, you might be playing to get whatever, like a ship and a Jolly Roger flag. Like, that's your goal, right? Everything seems to be in place, and then suddenly your opponent plays a new goal, and now you need a barrel and a bottle of rum, and everything that you've been trying to build up completely falls apart. You've been stealing all these cards to try to, you know, set yourself up for this one thing, and now it's completely different. And it's not all just changing rules and goals. I mean, there are elements of surprise, because there are these event cards where you can force a player to walk the plank, which is just fancy pirate flux terms for discarding their entire hand. And that could screw them over, because if they've got a hand and they've been saving this one special card, you know, for the right moment, now you're forcing them to discard it, that could screw up your opponent's strategy. Or you might be able to draw cards and then distribute them to other players, or you lose all their, you know, you force a player to lose all their treasure, their keepers, all kinds of extra little event things. And there's like a captain's hat, which grants the player a few privileges under certain conditions, and a treasure map that permits players to sort of hide and protect their some of their keeper cards. So yeah, there are a couple of little mechanics in there that get thrown in to make the game more than just kind of a go fish with changing rule game. There's some strategies in there that you get to explore. With Pirate Flux also, there's probably the best thing is the talk like a pirate rule, which is if you talk like a pirate for one round, then you get a bonus draw at the end of your hand. I don't know if there are equivalents to that kind of wacky rule in the other flavors of Flux or not, but it was definitely a fun rule to get played in a four-player setting. That was pretty hilarious. So it's a good, fun game. Like it encourages people to just kind of be silly and to really just kind of get into the game. Are there problems with the game? There are some issues with the game design, I would hazard to say. First of all, the card game itself burns through cards pretty fast. I mean, especially if you've got something like draw four or play four in play, you go through a deck, you're rotating through the deck really, really fast, especially with like four players. It goes by in no time, which means that you're going to start to see repetition. And there are expansion packs, and I think there are blank card sets so that you can invent your own rules, little things like that. But that is a danger, I guess, of just kind of like the basic game on its own. It goes through cards really, really quickly, potentially. And sometimes the freshness does not last for all that long. And yes, the rules are changing all the time, but it's not really changing all that much if you really think about it. I mean, there's really only a couple of different variations that you're going to see. You know, it's like, do I draw one or do I draw three or draw four or draw whatever? You know, it's like, how many are you drawing? How many are you playing? And that's really kind of honestly, that's what it would boil down to on almost every rule change. I mean, even things that are like, you get to draw an extra card at the end of your turn. I mean, that's great. But again, that's kind of like, that's another variation on the theme of how many cards do you get to play. So yes, the rules change, but after a while you start to kind of get the feel for, you know, the rules don't really change. Now the goals, you know, technically they do change, but again, it's usually the same thing. It's like, instead of these two items, you need these two items, you know, that kind of stuff. So it's, yeah, the rules and the goals change, but it's all within the same vein. I don't know what the answer to that is. Like, I don't know I don't know how to make that better. It's just something to look out for in terms of when you're playing, especially with two players. I think that's when the repetition in a card game really becomes apparent, is when you boil it down to two players, because it's just, there's almost a lack of randomness there. It's just like, these two players that you know, and you know that everything that's going to be played negatively is going to be against you, and everything that's going to be played positively is going to be on them. And there's no entropy there, you know? So that's difficult. And I don't fault this game really for that. It's just something to be aware of. Penalties are sometimes something that aren't really there. And I keep trying to think of some way to incorporate a penalty into the game, kind of like, what if you had to talk like a pirate under certain circumstances? Or maybe you have to do some act at some point during the game, or else something happens, you know, something bad happens to your hand. That there's not really ever any consequence, really. I mean, there are some cards that you can draw that do hinder you. There's a curse or scurvy, I think is what it's called. and you can't win if you are holding the scurvy card. You need to get a citrus card in order to cancel out your scurvy or something like that. So, I mean, there are things that sort of go into the negative, but it's just a couple of things here and there. And it feels like there could be more, there's a potential there, I think, for something a little bit extra, a little bit something to throw some negative effects into the gameplay. But again, I haven't actually figured anything out yet. It would also be interesting, and I don't know if anyone's done this before, and I don't even know if it's even possible, but I would kind of just wonder if you could possibly mix Flux decks, like flavors of Flux. Like, could you play, for instance, the Pirate Flux with the Cthulhu Flux deck? You know, could you mix the decks and have something even wilder and crazier? Something that maybe blank cards could also basically be a substitute for, but it would be kind of interesting to see if that was a possibility. But I only have Pirate Flux, so I don't know if that's even I don't know how similar they are or how compatible they are. But I mean, those are just critiques that I kind of had to come up with in the interest of coming up with ideas that, you know, maybe ways to make it better. Overall, the game's a lot of fun. And as a two-player game, it works quite well. It's a lot of fun. I have nothing really against it. It's something that I still play very frequently with my girlfriend. And we've had it for like a year. It's you know, it's one of those that we come back to very frequently. So it definitely doesn't break with two players. It's I'm gonna say it is better with four, but it totally works as a two-player game. It's a lot of fun. It's really easy to get started with. And it's also one of those, like, it's simple enough that if you're in a group situation and you're not necessarily, you know, people aren't necessarily like, hey, what should we should all play a game now. What should we play? Flux is a pretty easy one to sort of spring on people and say, hey, you guys want to play a card game? This is like really fun and really wacky and easy. And it's, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, a safe card game to start with. You know, it's kind of like non-threatening. It's not too geeky. You know, it's easy. It's fun. It's just a wacky party game. Don't worry about it. So yeah, it's Flux, I highly recommend. It's if you're new to tabletop gaming, or if you just want something simple and kind of easy to get started with, Flux is something to look at. So go look for a flavor that appeals to you and try it out.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.